This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Megan Shellong. Cal Poly students who signed up to live in a private bedroom this coming school year won't be living alone after all. The incoming class is the largest in Cal Poly history, and that means more students will need housing in an already tight market. With up to 1,200 extra students comes the question, where will these students live? Cal Poly Vice President of Student Affairs, Keith Humphrey, says the university is adding 1,000 extra beds, furniture, and expanded wireless internet services to the Poly Canyon Village apartments. The four-person bedrooms will be converted into doubles to accommodate 8 students instead. But the cost isn't cheap.
And so housing will be spending approximately $7.3 million this year to ensure that we have all of the right furniture and wireless access for our students.
Humphrey says about $3.5 million will be generated from student rent, while the remaining $3.8 million will come from university housing reserves set aside for future renovations.
We know that living on campus is better for students both personally and academically, so we were committed to housing them.
Dorms currently under construction will open in the fall of 2018. Then, the university will house about 2,600 more students on campus. As to why there will be more incoming students than ever this fall, recently, Cal Poly changed its admissions policy by eliminating what's known as the early decision option. That's when a student applies early and commits upon acceptance, a binding agreement. But what administration didn't realize is that up to 1,200 extra students may actually say yes to their acceptance letter for the upcoming academic year. Humphrey says the early decision option was unfair.
We felt like that did not treat students from low-income backgrounds the same way.
A part of Cal Poly's master plan is to eventually house up to two-thirds of its student body on campus. As soon as the master plan is approved by the CSU Board of Trustees, Cal Poly officials say they have several aggressive plans to add additional beds.